Welcome to the good stuff.
Hey, welcome to the podcast. We have a guest direct from Melbourne, Tim Hewitt.
Absolutely. Yes. Hey, boys. Am I a guest? I thought I was one of the boys.
Oh, you can be one of the boys if you want. We just have already recorded another. We recorded another episode and you weren't in it, though.
Yeah, well, things change.
You're in. Well, Jared.
Cut the dead weight, man.
That's you just outed us.
Yes, I go. No, I'm not a guest. I'm actually the main man. You're a fucking guest.
Rumors are I'm the host, actually.
Welcome me to the podcast then?
G'day, mate. Welcome to the good stuff. Is that what we decided on?
Yeah. How are you, Huey? How are you dealing with Corona?
Oh, really well, mate.
Really? You look good on... What did you say to me when Tom wasn't here? You said, fuck, is that my head?
Is that what I look like? Good Lord. very different image in my head, I dare say.
Oh, it's not a bad angle, though. I think you look great. The laptop angle is not perfect.
It is a bad angle. Yeah. The lighting's not great. You need to hold it above yourself.
Now we're talking. Yeah. Yes.
I might get one of those Instagram chick ring lights just for everyday life, just for Skype and the boys.
They look great in those, don't they?
Those makeup lights, they really help.
What are you talking about? Really, like the covers that get the reverse camera.
Oh, bros, you got to get on it. They're like a halo light. You know, like a makeup light?
It's like a filter.
Like in a backstage area, you might see that.
Yeah.
I've been backstage a few times. And, you know.
God, mate, I thought you would have been sniffing around enough Instagram girls.
Do you not follow any Instagram influencers, Tom?
I make an effort not to. I think maybe about 3 to 4 years ago, I dabbled in following women that I was sexually attracted to on Instagram. And it was fun for a while.
You made an effort to.
Well, I just, you know, I stumbled upon a few and I thought, you know, I'm going to chuck this girl a follow because I like her output so far. I like what she's doing.
This is something that Tom Cashman is trying to do at the moment. I'm going to follow more hot girls.
Well, I thought, you know, that's kind of what you're meant to do on these platforms is follow content that you're interested in. Often when you sign up, it asks, you know, are you into soccer? Are you into cars? And I am sexually attracted to attractive women. But quickly, I found my Instagram feed was like, it just felt like I was looking at porn or something. Like, it wasn't a good feeling. I didn't like it. And then I made an effort to unfollow
everyone. Were you following porn stars?
No, it wasn't like they were being porn stars. It was just like, it was weird to see, like in the story section, for example, funny comedian mates of mine, and then an ass. And then back to Jared McGowan, and then another ass.
I like that. Oof. That's a spice of life right there,
no,
bro.
No, it's scary, that variety.
That's the two genders, dude. Bit of a laugh, bit of an ass.
Bit of a laugh. Funny and horny are the two main feelings that Huey wants to experience at all times.
Yeah.
God forbid he gets hungry and then it's thrown for a loop.
Oh, and that is happening a lot. I'm perpetually that's the Holy hungry, Trinity. Horny and happy. If I'm not ripping, I'm having a sniff. You know what I mean?
I don't reckon you've ever been depressed, Tim.
Don't jinx him at the most uncertain time in history.
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to give it a fucking push.
Full-time comedy runner and comedian loses it and goes, you would never be sad, cunt. Well, yeah, nah.
The two things you love, hanging with your mates and then comedy, both outlawed. It's been designed to bring you down.
It's brutal stuff. That's it. COVID-19 specifically designed to only affect Huey.
I was thinking, do you know it's weird with how people have given Corona like a nickname online? People are like calling it the Rona. Ronnie, and I'm like, you can't just go, like, it's a global pandemic that's going to kill hundreds of thousands, maybe millions.
I feel like it's the Rona.
Rona, people are calling it the Rona, and then people are calling it Ronnie or Ronnie as well.
What's our official fun nickname for it here, boys? As the host, what about
the host of Corona?
No,
is it you, you're the host. You've got it.
Oh, got him.
He's now coughing. That's the trouble with this virus, because it's like coughing is a big symptom, and coughing is kind of at the best of times psychosomatic. And if you get it in your head that you might have a dry throat, you start coughing. Like, it happens to me a lot. So anytime you get a bit nervous, whoa.
Yeah,
Boris has got it. Unreal.
That's good. That's the best. That's like the biggest person. Now I think we can go bigger. I mean, Trump would be the biggest one, but it's just becoming more.
What about Charles? Charles has got it though. Imagine if he killed
Boris,
the Queen.
Current like, prime minister. Pretty good. Oh, exactly. Oh, that would be. Whew. It's just now kind of like every day it gets a better story to tell grandkids. You know.
Yeah.
The PM had
it fantastic. All the rich, influential people start dying. It's going to get out of control.
Well, that's Jen's point, is that as a virus, it's kind of like skewed towards wealthy people, because it kind of spread through people that were doing international travel. So it kind of hits those people first. So if it takes out the whole ruling class, that's that. Now we're talking. That would be pretty sick.
Dude, but then it's going to also rip through the poor, like real poor, like third world poor, where people are living on top of each other. That'll come after all the
rich people. You would think so.
And the middle class will survive.
This is what they want, by the way. This is what the people tuned in for. Three
just analysis
dumb room. Three absolute gronks with no idea.
That's,
honestly, man. I reckon we'll be fine because we're chilling in the middle, you know, bro.
Yeah.
I reckon it's just going to be the boys left.
Like, I live alone in a one-bedroom apartment. I'm not leaving the house. I cannot get it. Like, it's impossible that it'll get me.
I can't wait for you. I can't wait for when everyone can leave and all the girls have been talking the biggest game, that they're so horny and shit, and then you still won't get a Ronnie Coot. You still won't get a root.
What did you call it? A Ronnie Coot.
Ronnie Coot. That's what we're calling this. That's the official. That's the official for this podcast, for the good stuff. We're now calling Corona the Ronnie Coot.
It's not.
I tell you what, though, people are horny. I'm getting DMs from people I haven't spoken to in years.
Right, like old flames.
Do you know what I mean? Sort of,
and
like
here
old
it is.
Flames.
Here it is. The whole reason that Torno's brought up Corona.
That's it. Exactly.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy when it takes out the ruling class.
He's
anyway,
just reusing Tinder chat on us.
If it's just you and me left, babe.
I wish I had a girlfriend though now, so bad. Like, I'm so so lonely.
Well, you do have an inflatable
you say that, mate.
Punching bag behind
you. You say that.
Yeah. I mean, people can't see that, but I have a punching bag.
Yeah, and that's why
I'm
raised it.
Well,
I'm hitting it.
You ask my girlfriend Kano what she thinks of having a partner in the midst of this. I dare say she's got a different opinion to you.
Oh, she's not happy.
Oh, no, we are. But she keeps saying, oh, I'm going to murder you by the end of this, which is funny. It's not
well,
bad.
Well, maybe, I mean, maybe I'll put up a stand-up bit about having a girlfriend then. Because people are like stuck with their partners and they hate them. And that's kind of the bit that I have. Maybe this is the time. I'm going to capitalize.
So many people
sort of telling lies and
putting
sort of
their
thing.
Bits out that like are semi-relevant to the coronavirus. It's like, yeah, you know, when you play PlayStation, which we're doing a little bit more now in these circumstances. So this is a reasonable
it
setup.
Is so it's like Norm MacDonald had that bit that came out. And and like he got in just before, because now no one can have any bits at comedy clubs on Corona.
No.
But he did. He managed to do it.
Oh, yeah. I really took some liberties with some of my... I mean, yeah. Looking back now, I do regret my character, Patient Zero at Crab Lab, where I walked up with two...
But mate,
I had two Coronas in my hand and just kept going like, bloody hell, everyone's saying it started in Wuhan. I'm saying I bloody started at Ewan. And looking back, it wouldn't have aged well.
No one has more of a vested interest that this doesn't become as big a global crisis as now it clearly is than you.
Well,
what about
the time being like, should have recorded it.
Yeah.
That would be
posting
good if
that up a few weeks ago.
Their most disrespectful coronavirus joke and to see how insulting it is. And the braver you are, the later you post it, depending on how high the death toll gets.
Well, I mean, all three of us many times had the classic coronavirus has hit Italy Peroni virus gag, which now definitely not.
Oh yeah, we.
I mean, my version was so much longer than that.
How did it was? Yeah, like, what did you say?
This was mine. Was like, oh god, coronavirus is pretty bad. It's so bad in Italy. Have you guys seen this? They've actually had to rename it. They've actually changed the name from coronavirus to peronivirus. That's how long my version.
Why
was.
Did you add the element that it's so bad that they need to rename it, like drawing attention to the seriousness of it for no reason?
Because it got worse. That's how bad. So you had to acknowledge it. And the next measure, yeah. You know how like
instead of not doing the joke,
stage two.
This was stage four of coronavirus. Dude, peronivirus.
Stage four in Italy is they change it to peronivirus.
Why would they just change the name?
No, but that's so stage one is partial lockdown, stage two, full lockdown, stage three, all supermarkets are closed, stage four, peronivirus.
All gags are off. That's when
that's stage four.
When we're not allowed to riff anymore. When ScoMo says we can't riff anymore, that's when I know it's real.
Yeah,
and it's coming, boys. It's coming.
Then he's finally killed Huey.
You've finally broken me, mate. Now I'm starting to feel a bit sad.
You can come for the footy. You can lock me indoors and take
the footy
from
me. You've taken the schooners from me.
You ban the riff.
But if you ban riffing, my lord. My lord, I'm dead in the water. I'm dead in the water. I can't read.
Yeah, don't make me read. Come on, ScoMo, don't make me
I haven't read a book in 3 years. And if you think this coronavirus is going to make me start now, you're dreaming, okay? I refuse to pick up a book. Fuck off. I'm not reading. Have you guys been asked to do one of these phone in house party things yet?
Oh, I got asked to
mate,
jump in, but
it's
no,
all about house party. You gotta get on that app.
Have you been doing it?
Oh yeah. It's everyone's on it. It's crazy. It's like
what's the difference between that and Zoom?
Oh, Zoom is for businesses. It's very kind of just straight and narrow.
What's house
whereas
party?
House party is fun. You can play games. It's pretty much the same.
But do you have to invite? I've heard
Cashman, you were streaming
in.
Porn behind you before. How businesslike is?
Well, that was just the fun that I was bringing to the
that was
to
just
the
for
platform.
The boys. Sorry,
exactly.
Sorry.
But no, I think it's just got a bit more of a fun vibe. But then this is what I was talking about last night is because this app House Party has basically you just have video calls and you can see who's online. So it's a bit like MSN used to be back in the day. You can just kind of see who's online and like have a chat, which is kind of fun.
So good.
Everyone's kind of self quarantined. But it's existed for longer than like it wasn't created in the last week or two. So it wasn't created to serve this function of people being self-quarantined. So really what it was prior to this, they absolutely fluked the market that I've got now. Before that, it was just the lamest app ever. It was called House Party and it was just people playing games and chatting via video. It would have been made by huge nerds that are going like, oh my God, this is the same as a house party, guys. And then now they've flipped it and are like, have the coolest app in town, accidentally.
They exclusively had clientele that have dyed hair.
Exactly.
Like, they're now getting people for the first time that don't have blue, electric blue or purple hair using their app.
I put it to you that they were just prepared. You know how like people have had their that have like bunkers and heaps of canned food being prepared for the apocalypse are quite smug at the moment. They're like, yep, I knew it was coming. I reckon House Party were like, we'll create this and eventually the apocalypse will come and we'll strike gold.
No, I think they're just huge doors and now they're
the
in like
lamest
Silicon Valley
thing
parties
to prepare for the apocalypse.
Yeah, exactly. And they're probably at parties now with like Facebook and Twitter CEOs and like they're much bigger dorks than.
But they're doing
people.
It online.
But they've fluked
they'd
their
have
way
to do
into
it all
those
online.
Circles, I suppose. Yeah.
I do like that
probably
they're
doing
like
it on house party
for
then.
The apocalypse. For the apocalypse, I've actually made an app where you can play virtuals, spin the bottle. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty cool. Kiss the webcam. It's
dude,
pretty
you
cool.
You joke, but if you
have just like a house
had,
party
like,
that I've been to, definitely like heaps.
Yeah, I've definitely been.
Know what it's like. It's just like this.
Stuff like that.
It's like Pictionary and stuff. Yeah, house party, normal.
But what if we all get stuck inside forever and then we just never ever get to see and then we can't reproduce and then the way we only have sex is virtual online sex? You know, like that becomes normal sex.
It's going to change
that'd be
sex
perfect
forever,
for you.
This, I reckon. Everyone's going to go online. Like, house party is now normal to chat, just video chat with people. I wouldn't have done that 2 weeks ago, but now it'll become normal over the next few months, I reckon. And, like, sexting will just, oof. You'd be
This is all Cashman building up to be like, yes, I did buy a sex robot 3 months before coronavirus.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's actually normal and it's the new normal. You know, it's fine. And it's not weird to have a huge
I'm not more creepy than you. I'm more prepared. So
you're rooting away in your little bunk.
Preparation is key.
It's just you and
preparation
me.
Preparation is key.
I watched porn the other day, and on the main thing of the porn website I was on was someone having sex with a sex doll. So I reckon it's already begun.
Porn of sex doll. Who wants
it was a guy having sex with a sex doll.
Fuck. No one wants to watch that. Doing it might be all right.
And how was it seeing your mate Cashman on porn?
mate. God, I wish the gigs would bring
back
the gigs.
Do not cancel the riff. Do not cancel the riff, because I am still firing on all cylinders over here.
Yeah,
it's good to see the boys though.
It
fucking
is
hell,
fun.
Not too bad at all.
Yeah, I know. Yep. I mean, my big plan was to come down and shack up with you, Tim.
Well,
but
that
I didn't realize how serious it was going to get.
Yeah. Now, can you not?
We didn't
cross
know.
State borders. Yeah.
Oh, I reckon it's pretty tricky. WA, you can't cross regional areas now. They've split the state into 8 different places, and you can't.
The old homeland, Queensland. They were like. Yes. That's finally an excuse to shut these borders.
That's it.
Yeah.
We've been waiting a long time for this.
I heard they actually started, they all got shovels and they've started digging just near the Coolangatta Tweed border, and they're going to separate themselves properly. There's going to be a water mass in between.
Going to build a wall.
They've always wanted to secede.
Well, yeah, maybe Queensland could. Maybe we all should just become our own separate little countries now. This is a perfect opportunity.
It's going to be, boys, speaking about gigs, it's going to be so hard to riff. Like, anyone from out of town, when gigs come back, no one will be allowed to travel. Everyone
yeah,
local,
you'll get allocated to a gig based on your block.
Oh, true. Oh, you can go real local. You can go real specific.
That's it. Someone had Vietnamese last night. Smelt that, mate.
Yeah. All right, who is cooking?
Everyone's going to have a coronavirus joke when they come back as well.
Oh, yeah. What's your one, Taunts?
Well, I mean, if I can't get any more life out of the Peroni gag, we might have to write something new.
I think you've got to go deeper than that now.
No.
Oh, you reckon a new hot take?
I reckon a lot of people's bits just won't work. Like, I keep going on about how it's a new normal, but I just don't like some kind of pontifications on life are just going to seem too shallow and silly in the wake of all of this. Mm. We got to go deep, man. We've got to become like thinkers.
That's actually what's going to kill comedy.
Not
the virus itself. People all having to be hot take specialists.
Dude, there's going to be a new genre of lecturing after this, though. I reckon.
Oh no, really?
Sorry to say.
I hope. Will it kill the woke culture though?
I think a bit. I think online shaming and stuff will go down, partly because we're more online, but also partly because like there's bigger snakes. There's bigger snakes now. There's bigger snakes to fry. That's it. Yeah.
No one's mentioned the snakes.
Exactly. There's bigger snakes.
Is that part of Corona? Are the snakes coming for us as well?
Mine's actually got quite a lot smaller because I'm quite scared. I don't know if you saw that on that Pornhub video, but that's been a symptom I've been dealing with over the past week.
Dude, would be the funniest extra symptom to add in, that it's like dry cough, sneezing,
small cock,
headache, and your penis is tiny.
Yeah, everyone's like, nah, don't have it. No, don't.
Never had it. No, don't know what you're talking about. Just dying at home alone.
I was patient zero. I got the littlest fucking dick.
I'm patient 0.5 inches.
Are you guys going to go out? Because I've been asked to go and like see some people this afternoon, but I don't know if I should. But God, I've got to go.
Hey, mate. No, I won't be having any beers with any mates. They don't know. They don't know what I'm doing on there.
Yeah, they can't see. Dude, I'm recording it all. Like, I'm going to upload.
Oh, you can't. No, my face looks too rough, man.
He doesn't know.
What kind of reputation do I hold?
Dude, you look good. You look good. It is funny. Thanks, everyone apologizes. I did a radio thing the other day on Zoom, right? And then the host was like, sorry for how I look as well. And it's like, no, like we all look shit on webcam. It's that's a new thing that everyone's going to have to get used to.
Does take you back. Do you remember the good old, do you remember your early webcam days where everyone had those little Logitech ones that you put on top, like
the
little
clip
bubble.
On. God,
the clip on. Yeah.
Time.
Seeing your first pair of tits through the Logitech webcam.
You see Logitech in JB Hi-Fi, you're like, whoa, I owe them a lot.
Yeah, you have Don God's work, Logitech. Young Cashman
starting up
dabbling
online a Patreon for them. They'll be fucking killing it at the moment. Yeah, they don't need help.
Keep them afloat.
I wish them nothing but success right now. They've earned this.
Yeah.
I haven't ever had like online sex. I've someone shown me their tits or whatever. Like FaceTime sex.
What? And never you weren't doing anything sexual. You were just like, cool.
Cheers.
What do you
Cheers,
mean?
That's great. So anyway, went to the shop today. Put those away, love.
As I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Thinking about doing Edinburgh or something. Oh, what are you doing there?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I've never had.
I was talking
sex,
about.
Girls have showed me their breasts and rubbed their pussies and stuff, and like they've done heaps, but I've never done anything.
Oh, that they were jerking off again. I was talking about comedy gigs. I'm like, if I do well at this gig, I can get on at the next one. Yeah. And they're like,
I'm trying
up.
To play acoustic guitar to you. Why you got your tits out? Listen to the music.
Yeah, because that's all just stuff that I've done. Yeah, mate. Yeah. You
Those
can't play guitar.
Are not,
the you can't
not the part of the
guitar.
Chest that I care about. I care about your heart.
I said I wanted to look deeper, but I didn't mean your tit style. I meant yourself. Okay.
I mean,
so pop them back. Pop them back. Pop the shirt back on.
Few more
Put
G.
Put the girls away.
Few more G chords. Few less G strings. All right. I just want
to. Okay. That's okay. That's really nice. Yeah. No, I wanted to actually have it. Okay.
I mean, it's funny disgusting. That you created this. If someone got their tits out, obviously I'd let them keep. Their boobs out. I want to see the boobs. I'm just saying I never even like FaceTimed that much.
Yes, for sure. I mean, I don't have anything to say because I've just done it loads. I'm kidding.
Alright, fair enough.
I've got a I've got a funny coronavirus thing that happened to me when I went out yesterday.
Spill.
I went for a walk. And I was in a park and, you know, like there's not heaps of people out because of Corona and stuff, but there's still some people jogging and there's still some people kind of walking around, mainly in like groups of one or two, maybe one, technically not a group, but don't worry about that. And I saw someone sitting kind of by the lake in quite a picturesque place on a park bench overlooking the lake. And they're wearing a full hazmat suit, right?
No.
Hazmat suit, just there chilling by the lake in nature. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty funny. Wouldn't mind a photo of that. So I went to get closer and was trying to take a few pictures. There are a few other people like nearby, so I didn't want them to see me taking pictures. So I was kind of doing it on the sly and taking a few. And I'm like, this will be good for Instagram or something. But then I got closer and, yeah, it was a burqa. So I'm just there in the park
You're like getting people. Actually. Come have a look at what this person's wearing. Look how bad Corona's got.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, okay. This now looks very different.
I mean, but what is Fuck the spread of Corona through people that wear burkas? I reckon pretty slim.
Have I told you boys about?
Well, that's a thing. Yeah,
he's one of.
They're ahead of the game. That's why
one of my
Allah is the real God.
One of my smartest mates is a great burqa story. He's a doctor as well, so shout out on the front lines. True hero.
Totally.
He's maybe one of the smartest people we know, but he's like maybe one of the dumbest street smarts person in the world.
Unlike you, mate, who's just...
Not like me, mate. I was born on the streets. Can't read a book, but God.
Private street. Brisbane schoolboy. So smart streets. On the streets. Yeah.
Anyway, there's this great story of he had an apple and we were... Someone was walking with him at uni and he had an apple. He had an apple core and he went to go put the apple core in what he thought was a bin and he got so close and then realized it was a lady's like burqa slot and was like, oh, sorry.
He thought a woman was a bin.
He thought the woman in a burqa was a bin.
What? So he thought it was one of those bins with the tiny slotty push yeah. bit. Yeah. Fucking hell. How close did he get?
I'm like close enough for him to be like, oh, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah, excuse me. I thought you were a bin. It's the most offensive thing I've ever heard of.
He's one of
an apple core. An apple core, as well as the cartoonish thing for rubbish, as well. You'd be like, there we are.
Imagine what she thought, because she can only see through the little slot as well. So everything's kind of framed.
And it's all apple for her.
It's just all apple. She's like, it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, he's God tier. Another one was we gave him a lift and he closed the door, and then the mate driving was like, "Oi, Megan, you got to wind up the window." And he's like, "Oh, yeah, sorry." And he leant into the door to start, you know, using the door handle to wind up. And, of course, it got stuck on his arm. And he's like, "Oh." And everyone's like, "Fucking hell, man."
Oh, my God.
Open the door. And
you don't want him if you get...
And he's a doctor.
I don't know if this is even on the spectrum of street smart or not. Like, this is truly retarded stuff.
I think... Anyway, shout out.
He needs a doctor.
I think he topped Queensland QCS as well.
Does that say something about Queensland?
Yeah. That could be the issue here.
I mean, that's crazy. In New South Wales, when they do tests, that's one of the tests. They say, can you wind up a window? And if you can, you're allowed to keep going to school.
Is this a woman or a bin? Oh, fuck. I know this. I swear I know this.
He would get locked out of his, like, password on Gmail all the time. And it would be like, click all the pictures where there's a woman. And he just keeps clicking the bin. Oh, God. I've been watching just World War II documentaries over and over and over again. And they got through all the bad times all right. Like, I reckon
you could be with your boys, dude. That's the difference.
Oh,
did they get through all right?
At home.
No, they did.
World War II, okay, was actually pretty fine,
People are saying this is our generation's war. And I'm like, I take WW2. People are like, oh, you got to stay inside with your miso, watch Netflix all day. That's our war. Pretty easy. Come on, dude. Come on.
Well, that is the thing.
We're in the trenches. We've got the boys.
Man, the London...
The fucking boys. No birds around.
Dude, the London Blitz, you could go outside. Like, they weren't like, don't go outside. They were just like, you're going to get bombed. But you could fucking go to the pub. That's for sure.
It's like...
Apparently, the pilots used to land...
With the boys, man, you know? Oh. You get to go have your break. You go to the fucking pub, go to the brothos, back in the trenches for a bit.
Well,
hang out with the boys
a bit.
You
can't pop down
from
the trenches to the pub.
No,
I don't know where you think the trenches were.
You could. You'd be in the trenches for a bit. It's FIFO work, dude.
They don't fly you then back to the...
No, then you trot off. You get on the party bus. You get on the party bus and you go... All right, take me to the fucking Dardanelles Arms or whatever, and you fucking get off the front line, go back to the have a couple, and then you get back in the, and then you get back in the trenches. You're like, fuck, bit
do
of
you reckon
a fucking hangover. I don't know if it's shell shock or this fucking splitting hangover, but my head is fucking ringing, dude.
Imagine turning up day one of the trenches, like you just started, and they're showing you around, and you're like, and so where is the local watering hole? Where's the pub? The guy's like, can't, you're going over. Next time people are doing a charge, you're first to go.
Yeah. Sure. That just means I get to get back to the pub.
Those guys that went over the hill, they didn't know they were fighting. They were just told the pub was that way.
Yeah. The Nazis have a fucking mean little... They've set up an Oktoberfest style beer house. So once you get in there,
mate,
all
get
the steins
there.
Are on me, boys.
Take your cunt, your gun, go for it. The worst part about being on the front line at the moment, if you're a nurse or doctor, because people are just cheering for them, is that you can't, no one will, like there's no pub to get a drink bought for you. And after this is over, I reckon people will forget pretty quick and
totally.
They won't get shouted.
That's the trouble. I hadn't thought of that, but I think one of the people or the types of people that have been really affected by this are firefighters, because they were heralded, but it was over pretty quick, and now the focus is on medical people. They didn't get their months in the sun.
Well, now, like a lot of people would be like, geez, all that money we donated, fuck, you'd love to swing that back.
Oh, there's a few volunteer firefighters that you've given them a ring. Yeah.
You know, maybe instead of we give that money to the, we give it to Qantas or something, and then that way we've got an airline.
So you're, you know, that's your policy. You come out, you're like, okay, everyone, my proposal is we take the money off firefighters.
Yeah.
And so give it to Alan Joyce. Can you please tell your... Can you please get your fucking celebrity mates to bring up some cash for Joycey?
He's 23 mil. 20 he might not get it all.
Yeah.
Well, there's enough kind of debate Joycey around where all that Celeste Barber cash is going. Just fucking throw Qantas or Virgin in there as well.
You just,
you are worried about
Yeah, you've just got mostly. The points.
I've got a lot of points with Virgin, yeah. They laid off 90% of their workforce. That's a lot, isn't it? That's...
God, you'd be embarrassed if you're one of the 10%. You know, they're like, oh, sorry. Yeah, guess I'm just pretty good.
Yeah, you'd be loving it.
All your other mates in the work chat are like, can you believe I got fucking done? And you're like, yeah, me too. Where are you going? Why are you in your uniform? Oh, no, don't worry about it. Yeah, I got laid off too. Trust me.
So this is a situation where everyone in the household works at Virgin and one of them didn't get fired and they're pretending that they did and they just pop out during Corona at 8:30 every morning.
Yeah. I got to go see if there's more toilet paper. Can't. Why you got your little wings on?
It's the most conspicuous uniform in the world as well.
I
like
it.
I think it looks good.
I just want to...
It reminds me of a simpler time, a happier time.
Don't worry about it. Why are you going off again, cunt? Why you got your little hat on? Why you got your little pilot's cap on to go to the shops for 20 hours?
The pilots would have got sacked. There's no, if you're not flying, there's no pilots.
It's just as far as professionals go as well, pretty cocky.
Like they've had loved it coming for a long time. A lot of pilots going to be driving Uber.
They would have thought that they were indispensable.
Oh, and they'd be super spreaders as well. You know what I mean?
Pilots.
Different bird in every port.
Are you thinking about Denzel Washington in the movie Flight right now?
Yeah, I'm always thinking about Denzel in one way or another. The best Denzel thing to be in at the moment, John Q. He's locked himself in a hospital. He's gonna be sad. I mean, that's actually the worst place to be, but you know.
No, you get it. You don't want to be in a hospital. That movie with Denzel, man. He just that. Have you seen it, Flight?
I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just like he just goes to
Fuck
prison.
Yeah, man.
The whole time, I thought it was just gonna be a happy story. That you've just said. All right. Have you seen any other movies?
Yes. Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift.
Oh, man.
That's a good one.
That's actually a little known fact. If you're gone sideways, you can't get Corona. So if you've got a sort of a Lancer.
If you're drifting.
Or an Evo. Yeah. If you're drifting, the cells can't get in. So if you just, what you want to do is you want to get sort of maybe like a Civic or an Evo. Obviously, Skyline is the ideal.
Yeah.
Skyline's like, that's like perfect. That's like a... Skyline is...
Your dick can't get smaller if you're drifting in a Skyline.
Yeah, exactly. No one's got a big... Notoriously, dudes that drift Skylines have the biggest fucking hogs.
Dude. That's what I mean, dude. And as we all know, Corona only affects little dick men.
Big dick energy.
It's more that just like in physics, you can't measure a penis while it's drifting. So you can know the speed.
Yeah.
And you can know the size when it's stationary, but you can't know both.
Yeah, ideally you want to be at a track. You want to be at some sort of track. Maybe like a figure eight's the best for drifting. I can't remember.
Oh man, it's been so long since I drifted.
It's almost like I've never done it.
Oh God, take me back.
You know, pre Corona, I was drifting every second weekend.
Yeah. I remember on the drive to school, there was like an old Supra that was like just on the side of the road, just for ages had like a for sale sign, like $7,000. And I was like, fuck, man. I've got to save up, get that Supra, be 18 with a Supra.
I've got to save up.
What money? I don't know. But I've got to save up and buy this Supra. It's just been sitting on the side of the road for 2 years.
Dude, you're looking at yourself in the mirror as a 13-year-old being like, Tim, you've got to save up for this.
You've got to save up. You'll deck it out like it's Underground 2. I'll get a fucking body kit for it. Get some mean decals on the side. Get a NOS tank. And then no one can bully me.
I'm just prepared, guys. I'm prepared for the pandemic.
I'm sorry, school bullies. What's this? Yes, it's got neons underneath it. Don't kick the Supra.
They're kicking it.
That bodywork costs me a lot of money.
I've locked myself in the Supra. I've locked myself in those five guys just beating the shit out of myself. Like, come on, that was a custom body kit.
They can't hurt me in the Supra. They just steal the keys off you.
Did you not see Little Bow Wow? He's cool.
You clearly haven't watched the right movies.
Please. Fuck yeah.
I had one more thing to say about Corona. Fuck, what was it?
You've got it?
I thought it was a good... No, I can't remember. Oh, no. It's true. Yeah, that is it. Why isn't there more...
You were at a phone party down at the Backpackers last night, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, Bondi. I'm sticking my tongue in fucking South American mouth down there in the eastern suburbs. Why aren't people more embarrassed when they get it?
I think they're pretty embarrassed, man. It's pretty embarrassing.
They are embarrassed. To me, it's so embarrassing when everyone's like, I've tested positive.
What's the thing?
You're saying tested
so
positive
denial
for the virus. Yeah.
No one wants to admit that.
Sam's worn his positive test like a badge of honour.
I don't know, this
is awesome, having an STD. I've got to share the love around.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see what you're doing.
I see what you're doing.
Well, if you did, if you had, Sam's, if you've got an STD.
Sam's with that girl on Skype. She's got the tits out on a webcam. He goes, please put them away. I have an STD.
I've got chlamydia, so you've got to put your tits away.
Do not get sexual. Full warning. Even with a condom, it might spread. Even, I don't know how it works, but just put the Logitech away right now.
She's got to correct him. A hickey is not an STD. It's like, you can't be too careful.
I'm ringing the last 10 girls I Skyped with to be like,
I've got a hickey.
The doctor told me to.
Oh, embarrassing. I'll just get it out of the way. Hey, how are you? Been a while. Had a great night. Skyping with you.
For 15 minutes.
I'm just going to blurt it out. I've got a hickey. Just check your neck. I don't know how they work, but you might have a hickey now.
Calling a few days later, I'm so sorry to have to tell you this, but I have diarrhea. You might have gotten it over the call.
Oh, fuck.
Should we wrap it up?
Good stuff.